You're listening to The Buzz, and I almost forgot to press record again. Yeah, I'm real bad at that sometimes, but luckily, when I do, you can hear all of our on-demand stuff on KGRG.com and the official KGRG FM app. Both of those are free to visit and download. And in fact, it's really cool. You can even listen live if you want to all of our sweet specialty shows. Or you can listen live this morning, because we got a really great show for you this morning. We've got Hash It Out again this morning. We got your geeky news at 6:20. We also have the return of Price is Wrong. Why not? Sounds like fun. Really awesome 6-pack for you this morning. I'm super excited for that. And we still have your 1OK Rock tickets. Be listening for that all morning long. We've got them for you. All you have to do to call is 253-833-5004, and you automatically win them. Shoot, we'll take a request while you're at it, because we like playing other people's music. So stay tuned. We're on till, 9 a.m. You're listening to The Buzz. We'll be back with your geeky news after Mid-20 Skateboarder.
Geeky news. Geeky news. Geeky news. Geeky news.
Pretend by Waking Things on 89.9 KGRG FM. Make sure you're listening tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. because they're going to be live in studio to talk about their new album details. And they've got a show at the Vera Project on Saturday. And in fact, I found out that they're giving away tickets on Friday.
What?
Yeah, man. Added bonus.
Oh, what?
Free tickets.
What?
That's okay. You sound super excited. Good morning.
Hello, little snowflake.
So we're going to do a little bit of a follow-up on the six-pack from yesterday.
Oh, my.
So I didn't even know this was going to be a thing, but after the six-pack of the top six things that will ruin your childhood movies,
yes.
Pixar came out and revealed its biggest Easter eggs in an official video. Not only that,
I love Easter eggs.
But they confirmed that every Pixar movie is connected. Like, they
knew that.
Well, there were rumors or whatever, and there are fan theories, but this is straight up confirmed. Like, Pixar came out and said, yeah, we did a thing.
I knew that already.
But the idea that the CGI animation wizard at Pixar insert fascinating Easter eggs in their films, referencing other features, is hardly headline news. Indeed, many a listicle has been compiled by eagle-eyed Pixar experts identifying the proverbial Where's Waldo? Pixar elements hidden in plain sight within seemingly obnoxious scenes. However, in what might be considered a top-secret document dump, the studio has released a remarkable video montage of their sneaky handiwork. If Pixar's Easter eggs practice was an actual test, then it appears that recently unveiled video is serving quite nicely as the answer section printed on the upside down on the bottom of that page. However, while some Pixar-obsessed fans might have long noticed the kind of cameos in which characters from Pixar films past and forthcoming appear as toys and props, there are recent examples in this video officially revealing some of them for the first time that even managed to surprise several followers. So we'll definitely have to post that video up on our Facebook page, and we'll have to watch it and see how close we got, because...
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not... There are certain Easter eggs where I'll catch a reference. Like, they did the thing.
Well, I know, the truck from Toy Story. Like, I know that's in, a lot of Pixar films. Like, if not every one of them.
But then there are some, Easter eggs
it's
where...
It's even in, Brave, I think. It's like a carriage or something.
Most Easter eggs, I don't even catch on to it, man. I'm just cool, that's neat. Something that I didn't know I needed until this morning, G.I. Joe 3, DJ Caruso, had an idea to cross over with the Transformers. Like, they wanted G.I. Joe 3 to be G.I. Joe Transformers, and I need that.
Oh my god.
Before he headed off to direct the now in cinemas Triple X Return of Xander Cage, director DJ Caruso had been approached by Paramount Pictures to direct the third G.I. Joe movie. He did development work on the feature too, and pitched the idea that would have seen a meeting between the G.I. Joes and the Transformers crossing over. His idea, however, did not meet with the approval at the time from Paramount. He said they're not ready, and that's exactly what they should do, but they're not ready to do that because, in fact, the script that I was developing, the two worlds sort of collided at the end, and when they read it, they were like, we're not ready to do this. So... it's kind of a bummer. Michael Bay's just sort of running the Transformers into the ground. And I've seen the G.I. Joe movies.
I haven't.
Yeah. The Rock showing up in the second one was just, neat. He's a dude.
Neato.
He's the dude who does stuff. Next new geeky news story we have. The next Super Mario game is supposed to get weird.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Like, how weird?
Like, it's Mario in the city weird. One of the announcements...
Like San Francisco?
Kind of. More like New York, but one of the announcements from the recent Nintendo Switch presentation is the one that probably caused one of the most buzzes. It was the debut of Super Mario Odyssey. The trailer shows Mario's return to an expansive 3D platforming for the first time in over a decade. The last one being, what was that? I can't remember. It was the one with like the water jetpack thing. But it ends up showing a new city called New Donk City.
New Donk.
That Badonkadonk, though. If they don't have like a weird little strip club in there called Badonkadonks, I'm not even playing this game.
Yeah.
But the most polarizing aspect of Super Mario Odyssey comes right at the beginning of the trailer, where you see a colorful but semi-realistic city, one that seems modeled off of New York. Sharp-eyed viewers might see several Donkey Kong references, but it's unclear what the game actually is. Then Mario pops out of the sewer, and he runs around New Donk City. Then Mario meets realistic-looking, racially diverse human beings, all while being a cartoon. Then people lose their minds.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's taking Mario from the side-scrollers, which, for the most part on Wii U, it was just a bunch of like side-scrollers and build-your-own-levels and stuff like that, to now he's actually in a city.
All right. I can dig it.
I'm kind of excited, because like, there's a picture of him playing jump rope in like a park.
I just want to go play Mario Party.
I am a Mario Party champ. You have no idea. Last time I played with the mini games, I went like 17-1. That is your geeky news for this morning. We'll be back with your regular news after Less Than Jake, The Science of Selling Yourself Short. This is The Buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by KGRG Presents 1 OK Rock, January 24th at the Showbox in Soto. Call right now, 253-833-5004, and get yourself a pair. Do it. I don't know why the phone's not ringing already.
Right, though? Like, we have people standing by to answer your calls.
Well, technically we're sitting by, but...
Yeah, just whatever.
I mean, we're still here.
Barely. I question myself at times.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into some news. Danica, you a baseball fan?
I like getting drunk in baseball stadiums and watching guys wear tight pants and run around.
Good enough. Unfortunately, though, Edgar Martinez just barely missed his Baseball Hall of Fame induction. He missed being inducted into it. I can't say words.
Just a biscuit away.
Yep. He's going to have to wait until next year. Unfortunately, like, he's one of those, like, super iconic dudes.
He really is.
He has a street named after him in downtown Seattle. Not only that, but the designated hitter award for, like, the Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Is named after him. He has an award that's handed out to other players named after him, but he's still not in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, you got that going for you, buddy. Yeah. Do you really need Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Well, it's one of those things where you're not eligible forever. I think he's only eligible for 2 more years. And then after that, he'll never have another chance again to get into the Hall of Fame, which is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
You think designated hitters and nobody else comes to mind, really. And even when it comes to iconic Seattle Mariners players, like, you think Edgar, you think Ichiro, you think...
Griffey.
Boone, maybe?
I remember him.
Trying to think of who else.
Those are, like, the only ones I really remember.
Yeah. So, like, not having him in the Hall of Fame, he would be the second Mariner ever to get into the Hall of Fame, right behind Griffey, but he deserves to get in. The fact that he missed it.
I think so, too.
It's kind of a bummer.
Next year, buddy.
You need 75% of the ballots to get in, and he got, like, 58%. So...
Come on, people.
Don't know what people are thinking. But next story, let's go and get you warmed up for the Price is Wrong coming up soon, all right?
Okay.
You ready for this?
I mean, I guess.
So, there's a foreclosed mall in Pittsburgh once valued at $190 million.
Whew.
How much do you think it was auctioned off for?
$4. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I mean, you're not wrong. It's closer to $4 than it is $190 million.
How much?
$100. For $100, you could own your own mall.
Let's go to the mall.
A Pennsylvania mall was foreclosed on after its owners failed to repay $143 million.
Oh, man.
It has been auctioned off for $100. Wells Fargo Bank was owed the money from 2006 and was submitted submitted the winning bid for the 1.1 million square foot Galleria at Pittsburgh Mills on Wednesday. The bank was acting as a trustee for MSCI 2007 HQ11, whatever that means. The trust that brought the mall in the suburban Fraser Township. Wells Fargo foreclosed on the mall, which opened in 2005. The mall once was worth $190 million, but recently was appraised at just $11 million and is slightly more than half occupied. Could you imagine owning your own mall? I feel like that'd be a pain in the neck.
That's a lot.
Like, just from what I used to do in malls, man. I was one of those punks who would hang out at the mall and just mess around and not actually buy anything.
Like, did I have to, like, leave it open to the public?
I mean, yeah. There's still businesses in there, like, with leases and stuff you gotta take care of, right?
Well, yeah, but then, like, after the leases are up, would I have to leave it open to the public?
I don't know.
Cause, like,
I'm not sure how mall ownerships work.
I'd just be like, yo, fam, friends, come hang out in my, like, giant building and let's roller skate.
I'd be afraid that, like, you'd invite somebody in and they just never leave and you wouldn't know. But that food court would make the dopest-ass kitchen ever.
I mean, yeah.
Like, do you want Subway today? Do you want McDonald's? Do you want Chinese food?
Do you want all of the above?
Heck yes! Last news story I have for us. A man dressed as a beer bottle is wanted for an alleged pizza theft.
Weed was involved in this, I just know it.
A man dressed as a beer bottle is being sought by police after allegedly stealing two pizzas without paying. Police are looking to identify the reveler who is caught on CCTV at Papa John's in Holton Road, Barry, on New Year's Day. He is said to have entered the staff-only area and helped himself to the pizzas and left without paying. Anyone who recognizes this beer bottle should call 101 as opposed to 911. Quoting the reference number 17000108.
Oh gosh.
And like, this guy is booking it too with the piece of pizza in hand. This little Heineken light guy, look at him go.
Oh.
I don't blame him though. Well, I kind of blame him, not gonna lie. Everybody can have their own pizza opinions. It's just your pizza opinion's wrong if you think Papa John's is good.
My boyfriend had Papa John's. He was like, babe, you gotta get Papa John's. You got a deal right now. And I was like, is it worth the bad pizza?
I've never had Papa John's without getting sick, man. Like, it might have just been the location I was ordering from.
That's probably the location.
But, yeah, I can't do Papa John's.
I never order from Papa John's.
No.
If someone else orders Papa John's, I'll eat it. But, like,
it goes Domino's.
It's not my go-to.
Then it goes Papa Murphy's, Pizza Hut. I'd include Pizza Time on that list, but Pizza Time's only in Puyallup. Like, it's in Puyallup and Bonnie Lake, and they don't deliver to me, so
that's really rude of them.
I don't know what to do, man. That is your news for this hour. We'll be back with Hash It Out after Lose It by Locomotive. You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG FM. Call if you want those 1OK Rock tickets, 253-833-5004.
It's time to see what weird and crazy things are trending out there in the Twitterverse. This is Hash It Out, right here on The Buzz.
89.9 KGRG FM, you're listening to The Buzz. If you want free tickets to go see 1OK Rock, call us at 253-833-5004. We got tickets for you and a friend. I mean, unless you don't have friends, then it's just you and an extra ticket. And you can make a friend, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
We're not the boss of you. We don't judge harshly. But it's time for Hash It Out, where we find some hashtags that are trending on Twitter. That's how you say that, right?
No.
Not at all. I tried my best, okay? This morning it's gonna get a little weird.
Yay.
But let's start with an easy one, shall we?
Okay.
If I can freaking grab it up here real quick. Let's go with hashtag without my morning coffee.
Okay.
Yeah, because nobody wants to start the day without coffee, right? Hashtag without my morning coffee, I wouldn't be so calm. Or I might be too calm without any sort of caffeine in the morning. I've sort of graduated from coffee to energy drinks in the morning, and it's getting bad. I've had a full throttle to this morning and yesterday morning. This is like the first time since high school that I've drank one. It's awful. Hashtag without my morning coffee, murder happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not even gonna argue that. Hashtag without my morning coffee, the whole day is going off the rails.
Hashtag without my morning coffee, I'm a train wreck pulling into the station.
Hashtag without my morning coffee, I am not responsible for what I say or do. Yeah. I've threatened to slap children without coffee.
Yeah.
Like, to their face.
I can see that.
I'm not a very nice person without coffee.
Oh.
Got one more?
Without my morning coffee, I would have to start drinking the rum straight from the bottle.
Yeah, fair. Have you ever done Irish coffee? As racist as that sounds.
That is racist, and I'm offended. No, I'm really not a coffee person. The only time I ever have coffee is, like, when I get, like, a basic bitch drink from Starbucks once in a while. But most of the time, I get tea.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't really drink coffee.
Thursday ended up getting, like, a French press at home, so she's been really into, like, making coffee
French
at home.
French press is nice. I like the French press.
I mean, it's all coffee, and it all just sort of makes me poop.
Yeah, it really does. I think that's why I don't drink it very regularly. I'm just like...
I don't need this. This is an extra 8 minutes out of my day. I'm never getting back.
I'm just like, I don't have time for this right now.
Next hashtag we have is hashtag overshare a song. For example, we have hashtag overshare a song. Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from your doctor that you broke or that broke doctor-patient confidentiality.
Oh no.
Man, hashtag overshare a song. When a man loves a woman, he doesn't sleep with her sister.
Oh God.
Hashtag overshare a song. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag? Well, you should, because there's too many of us polluting the earth.
Hashtag overshare a song. Man, I feel like a woman trapped inside the man's body, yet still somewhat masculine and not ready to commit to any change.
Oh no. This one's awful. Hashtag overshare a song. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Unless it's that hot 18-year-old at Best Buy.
Oh, God.
That got creepy quick.
Overshare a song. Sweet child of mine looks like my brother, Dennis.
Hashtag overshare a song. She works hard for her money. And by hard, I mean... dot, dot, dot.
Oh, man. Hashtag overshare song. Call me, maybe, or I'll call you 6 times and leave messages. Whatevs.
Hashtag overshare song. Piano man has 2 families.
Oh.
We'll go ahead and move on to our last one here. Hashtag sexy politics.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag sexy politics. Your polling place or mine?
Oh, no.
Hashtag sexy politics. Netflix and Jill.
No.
Can't say that one.
Nope, can't say that. I don't know.
A lot of these are a little weird. Hashtag sexy politics, the West Fling.
I was just going to say that one.
Oh, no.
No, can't say that.
Hashtag sexy politics, President Fondled Hump.
The Pounding Fathers.
Oh, man. Hashtag sexy politics, John McCain.
No.
Oh, man. These are bad. Hashtag sexy politics swing states. They go both ways.
Hashtag sexy politics, the morning missile crisis.
Hashtag sexy politics, the inauguration. Oh no.
Can't say that one.
I mean, you can say hashtag sexy politics, John Boner.
Hashtag sexy politics, the Erectoral College.
And last one we'll do for this one. Hashtag sexy politics, Franklin wants the D, Roosevelt.
I mean, yeah.
Always. As your hashtags for this morning at hashtag without my morning coffee, hashtag overshare a song, and hashtag sexy politics.
This is too much.
We'll be back with The Price is Wrong after You and Weird Cities by Jeff Rosenstock. You're listening to The Buzz.
Thank you. Now, the time has come for us to embark on a quest into the great unknown. We shall scavenge the internet depths and discover its obscure trinkets and knickknacks and attempt to guess their worth.
Yeah!
Prepare your ears for...
The price is wrong, bitch.
Okay!
Contestants, come on down.
KGRGFM, KGRGFM, HD1, Auburn, also broadcasting on K207, AP 79 Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. It is time for The Price is Wrong, a little game show where I found some cool stuff on the internet that I think is neato.
Neato!
Neato! Magneto, even.
Oh.
Right, though?
I mean, yeah.
And to Dan Cass, guess how much they're worth. I'm excited. Because this first one, I got a question for you, Danica.
Okay.
How much do you like Star Wars? Like, scale of 1 to 10.
I love Star Wars. I don't...
You love Star Wars, huh?
Yeah.
Well, then, do I got the book for you? The Star Wars Kama Sutra.
Oh, baby.
So, you're probably a Star Wars fan, but do you really like Star Wars? Well, if you do, this book is absolutely for you. Because what could be better than seeing a few rebel soldiers bumping nasties? Or perhaps a couple of walkers getting hot and heavy, clanking metal and educating you on the finer things in life. This hilarious and completely unofficial Star Wars Kama Sutra book is an absolute must-have for any Star Wars fan who has a sense of humor and a sense of perversion. This wonderful coffee table book that will be enjoyed by your guests for years to come, or maybe just something you hide underneath your mattress and pull out for a few lonely nights. It's 106 pages deep, so you know you'll get the sexual education is going to be thorough. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you might even get aroused, but that's okay.
Oh.
So how much do you think the Star Wars Kama Sutra is worth?
$15.
$15?
Mm-hmm.
It's not too bad. So for a certain sum, you can get your very own Star Wars Kama Sutra where you can watch Rebels Bumpin' Uglies and hot metal on metal action for
$19.
Ooh. Not too bad for a coffee table book. Mm-hmm. Like if you ever... I miss Borders. Is that weird? So if you went into a Borders, they'd probably charge you like $30 for it.
Yeah, they would.
Oh, man, it's been a while. Now I feel old.
I know. That Barnes & Noble game too strong.
All right, next item we have on The Price is Wrong, Death Wish Coffee. You can stay woke, awesome friends, with Death Wish Coffee. It's a highly caffeinated coffee bean that comes from New York. It is an exceptional blend of South American beans that provides a distinct, strong taste, and, of course, a massive dose of caffeine to get your morning or, hell, even your night going. The beauty of this product is that it's 100% natural with no added flavors, no added caffeine, no added nothing, just pure deliciousness with one hell of a boost. The bags are whole bean coffees, so you'll have to do the grinding yourself, which will ensure the freshest sip possible. So, how much do you think it's going to cost for a bag of Death Wishes?
$20.
$20?
Yeah.
For a certain sum, you can drink a very large cup of Death Wish coffee so you aren't making your own Death Wishes, or fulfilling the death wishes of others for $19.
Oh, it's just over.
That's pretty darn close. Proud of you on that one. Now for our showcase this morning, things are going to get a little sweet. I'm excited.
Okay.
Because I like cupcakes and ice creams and stuff.
Cupcakes.
First item we have on the showcase for The Price is Wrong is the Pokeball Cupcake Pan. What geek wouldn't love the Pokeball cupcakes for their birthday? Well, now you can make easily up to 4 cupcakes that look like Pokeballs with this cupcake pan. Just make sure not to throw them at anyone. Unless, you know, you're throwing it at their mouth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, these are adorable. Next item we have in the showcase is the Instant Ice Cream Maker.
Oh.
I mean, who doesn't like ice cream? Your kids and the neighbor's kids will all scream for more ice cream when you pull out the fastest ice cream maker in town. Hurry up and get your Chef and Sweet Spot Instant Ice Cream Maker before they're all gone. This ice cream maker is sure to please any palate, and it is so quick your friends won't even believe their eyes. Plus, it's easy to clean out. While you're making ice cream, might as well make ice cream sandwiches in your ice cream sandwich maker.
Oh.
I didn't know this was a thing, and I need one now.
Can I have one?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Because if you're an ice cream sandwich aficionado, and you're tired of all the cardboard breading and frozen treat filling, you need to step up your game with America's greatest handheld desserts, an ice cream sandwich maker. Check out the Chef and Sweet Spot ice cream sandwich maker. It contains everything you need to make one of the best sandwiches you've ever set your eyes or mouth on. Even recipe guides are included. Great idea for a child's birthday party where the kids can put to work into making their own ice cream sandwiches. I'm not even... Where do you get, like, the cookies for that or whatever? Like, is that a cookie?
Okay. This is kind of similar, but, like, I had this neighbor when I was little, and, like, she was just a little old lady, and they weren't ice cream sandwiches, and I know that, but, like, she would take, like, a big tub of Cool Whip and, like, chocolate graham crackers, and she'd, like, make little sandwiches out of that, and then she'd freeze them, so it was, like, a little homemade ice cream sandwich.
That's weird. I'm not...
No, but it was really good.
Flans are good, because if they're awful, I'd just sort of be awkward.
No, it was good. I want that again. I hope you're still alive, Carla.
Me too, Carla. Call us at 253-833-5004 and let us know you're still alive.
Is that the whole shebang?
Yep, that's it.
I'm going to go $100.
$100 for a Pokeball, a cupcake pan, an instant ice cream maker, and an ice cream sandwich maker?
Yeah.
Well, for a certain sum, you can basically throw your own birthday party with some Pokeball-shaped cupcakes, make your own ice cream, like homemade ice cream. That was sort of weird for me, but you know what? They're fun
homemade
to make.
Ice cream is great.
And then... You can stuff your ice cream sandwich maker with your homemade ice cream for $86. It's not terrible, right?
Yeah.
I'd probably mess all of it up, though. Like,
you burn water.
One of my friends for their birthday got this ice cream maker where it's this ball, and you just sort of kick it around. It's sort of shaped like a soccer ball, and then after an hour of kicking it around, then you'd actually have ice cream.
Yeah, I've heard of those.
They're fun.
Yeah.
But that was The Price is Wrong for this morning. Stay tuned, because we'll be back after a day to remember. Paranoia. 89.9 KGRG FM, you're listening to The Buzz. The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG FM.
Hi.
Hello. Well, good morning. Let me put a little perk in their step. I'm surprised, like, Percocet isn't, like, some sort of caffeine pill.
I mean, I never had a bad time on Percocet, just saying.
It doesn't perk me up, though. It does the opposite. But it's time to play our new little game we got going on, where we have some situations and we decide whether or not we want to do the thing. What are you doing over there?
She's being a beautiful soul.
I guess. First situation we have for this morning. All right, Danke, you ready for this one? You finally found out what you were made to do, and you get your best career path for your life. But the pay is awful, and you barely make it each month. Like, you make it, but just, like, you're paying rent on the 5th when it's due on the 5th. Stuff like that.
Well, I mean, at least I'm having fun.
Right?
I'd do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically what I'm doing now. So yeah, sure, why not? I guess most of the internet disagrees, though. 55% of the internet said they wouldn't take their, like, dream career.
You guys are sad souls.
Right? Next one we have, you can understand every language, but nobody can understand you. Not even in English. I mean, that's basically me.
Nobody understands me now anyways.
Except I can't understand every language. So... I don't know, would you? Because it makes traveling fun. You travel on your own a lot.
Yeah, but then you can be like, where are the tequila at? And then nobody, you would never find out.
True. Like, you couldn't go to a bar anymore. That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like communicating with people. 70% of the internet said they would not understand every language in exchange for not being understood. But the other 30%, probably super lonely.
Probably.
Next one we have. Let's do this one here. You're a genius and you do extremely well in school, but you can't start your homework until 3 a.m. the night before, no matter how big the assignment or project.
Oh my god, no.
Like, you are... That giant month-long term paper, you aren't getting it done until, like, the last day.
No, I don't want it.
But you're a genius, though. Like, you can just get it done, right?
I'm okay being stupid.
Okay. I mean, I procrastinate as it is, so I'm down to be a little bit smarter. 68% of the internet would be a genius in school and do extremely well.
I would just rather sleep.
That's fair. Next one we have, you control all the sea creatures and can breathe underwater, but you can never exit the water, so you're Aquaman just stuck in the water.
Yes, I'm a mermaid.
Yes? Well, you don't get the flippers or anything, though. You're just sort of stuck in the water.
It never said that I can't surface. It just says that I just won't go on land.
You gonna do the Davy Jones thing where you're stuck in a bucket of water?
Yeah.
There you go. Let's see here. 54% of the internet agreed with you. They would also never leave the water. You get all pruny, though.
I like being in the water anyways. Like, my parents called me a little fish when I was younger.
Next situation we have for you this morning. You are paid $10 million to attend 1 year of incredibly intensive combat, survival, and weapons training, but... once per month for the next 10 years, a randomly selected world government will dispatch an assassin to attempt to kill you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just once a month, know someone's going to try to kill you. At least you know it's coming.
Yeah.
And then you can just get super paranoid and sit in your own little bunker.
Yeah.
There you go.
I have a bunker.
Bunkers are fun. As weird as that sounds, like, have you ever hung out in the bunker?
Yeah.
Like a well-stocked one with internet and stuff? It's great. I never want to leave. 60% of the internet said they would get $10 million in 1 year of incredibly intensive combat, survival, and weapons training in exchange for having somebody threaten their life once a month. And that's basically my mom. She threatens to kill me every now and then.
I mean, as is her right.
Right? Next situation we have. You get to have the most famous gaming channel on YouTube, but... you have to only play horror games that are specifically designed to scare just you and nobody else.
Yes.
Have you watched those horror games? Because some of them are, like, pretty intense.
I am, like, I love horror, so.
There's one video that Thursday would watch. I forgot who it's from. I want to say it's the guy from Game Theory. And him and his wife were playing this horror game where you're... I guess babysitting this dude. He's an old dude who's just sort of on life support. And you have to run around his house and there are these little light generators. And if a light goes out, this like creepy, almost ring-ish chick like pops out and scares the crap out of you. I'm not big into jump scares. I'll laugh at other people getting jump scared. But when I get jump scared, I just sort of poop myself.
Poop.
Not fun. 59% of the internet said they would have the most famous gaming channel on YouTube. 41%, not bad at horror. Last one we have for this morning. Katy Perry wins a Grammy, but she stays irrelevant. Wow.
That's so sad.
Okay.
That doesn't really affect me, but that's sad.
I'd be down for Katy Perry winning a Grammy, I guess.
Oh.
She has sort of become irrelevant after the Super Bowl, though. Like... has she done anything since then?
Yeah, I mean, Left Shark really took the show.
57% is willing to toss Katy Perry a Grammy. I mean, sure, why not?
Why not?
She deserves it, I think.
Let's go.
Only if it's for fireworks, though. And, like, James Franco has to be the one who gives her the award?
Yes.
Oh my god, I don't think I could love anything more than when James Franco sang that song in, what was it?
The Interview.
The Interview, that one, yes.
That was
my favorite part of that movie.
Yeah, me too.
Stay tuned.
That man is so ridiculous.
Stay tuned to 89.9 KJRG FM. We'll be back with the news after Taking Off by 1OK Rock. If you want to win 1OK Rock tickets, call us at 253-833-5004. That's 253-833-5004.
This house news is brought to you by KGRG Presents 1OK Rock, January 24th at the Showbox in Soto. Call right now, 253-833-5004 to win your pair.
Hey, phrasing!
Well, good morning, Quinn. After creeping on us for weeks and weeks, how are you doing?
Quinn's a little snowflake, and
I'm okay.
Love her.
I'm eating an Uncrustable because my mouth hurts because of my wisdom teeth surgery.
And you turned on the right microphone. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I did, because I've been here for 4 years.
I have one eyebrow.
I don't know. Do you really? Weird.
I have one testicle.
Me too. Let's share.
Okay.
I don't think anybody needed to know that. Okay.
Together, we're all man. Full man? All man?
He-man.
He-man.
He-man. So do you have some news or are you just hanging out?
The news is...
that she's hanging out.
I'm hanging out. My mouth still hurts. And in about 5 minutes, we're going to play the entire Ratatouille script.
Okay. Well, to go along with your guys' testicle, I guess, how about a trouser snake?
Oh, okay.
Okay, how much is it?
Well, I'll tell you. A thief was caught on camera stuffing a python into his pants in a pet shop.
Littlest pet shop.
I want to do that.
The suspect was spotted on camera stealing the black pastel bull python, estimated to be worth $200 from a pet shop in Portland. After getting caught on Friday, January 8th, that the rare reptile had vanished, the shop's owner, Chris Bujan, I don't even know how to say that, B-J-U-G-A-N, Bujan.
Sure.
She spent most of the next day viewing the closed caption TV to find out what happened. And what did she see? She saw some dude stuffing a snake down his pants.
I want to do that.
Yeah?
I want to do that for a living.
Stuff snakes down your pants?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a talent, I guess.
I'm Harley Quinn. I can do anything.
Yeah, and then while you're at it, you can bite a bouncer in the face.
Yeah.
Because when asked to leave a bar, a couple of women decided to bite some bouncers in the face, not bounce some biters in the face.
But, that sounds like a better story.
A Gainesville woman bit two bouncers at Fat Daddy's on Monday, Gainesville's police said.
How'd you know my nickname?
At about 1:10 a.m., Desiree Alexandra Estrada, age 25, forced herself into a Midtown bar located on University Avenue, but bouncers denied her entrance, according to a police report. When one bouncer tried to escort Estrada out, she scratched him and bit him on his right arm. She punched a bouncer in the face before another bouncer intervened. Then she bit one other bouncer's forearm, according to the report. Estrada said she is currently a student in UF's English Language Institute. After her arrest, she told police that she wasn't drunk. She did this sober.
Did you say University of Florida?
Yep.
I'm not shocked.
Well, she did this sober, too.
Bath salts.
Like, when we got kicked out of Jazz Bones, I wasn't even this salty, man.
I know. I forgot about getting kicked out of Jazz Bones.
We just went and played pinball. I couldn't imagine, like, biting somebody in the face.
I was super, like, I'm just like, well, I'm going in to pay my tab, so you can deal with it.
Right? Like, and that guy was kind of mean about it, too. I want to hang out and drink a beer. Or some strangers mostly drinking beer, right?
Yeah.
That's what you do. Last news story we have for this morning. A little bit of sports news. Tom Cable, he doesn't want the 49ers job, and neither does anybody else. Like, they're still looking for a head coach.
I'll take it.
Yeah?
Will they hire me?
I mean, maybe. Only won two games?
Desperate.
I'm literally just going to have everybody run in opposite directions.
Yeah, there you go.
And nobody has the ball.
Okay.
But Tom Cable's not going anywhere. Cable's agent on Tuesday said the Seattle Seahawks offensive line coach was recommitted to the team after interviewing on Sunday. to be the San Francisco 49ers head coach. ESPN Adam Schefter reported that the 49ers will request a second interview with Falcons offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan after Sunday's NFC Championship, and they plan to offer him the job whenever the season ends. Hopefully that's soon for the Falcons. I'm surprised this dude doesn't go for the job, because I don't think he's going to have a future in Seattle for very much longer.
Yeah.
Seattle's offensive line sort of sucked this year.
Yeah.
Kind of sucked hard.
Yeah.
I broke the mouse.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Wow. Why do you have all of these ready? Did you know I was going to break something?
Yes!
Okay. You know?
And his name is John Cena!
Because why not?
I don't know, man. I'm prepared for anything. That is your news for this hour on 89.9 KGRGFM. You're listening to The Buzz. If you want to win those 10K Rock tickets, that's 253-833-5004. We'll be back after Say Anything with the six-pack.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with The Buzz.
Little chastity belt for you this morning on 89.9 KGRG FM. It is indeed time for our morning six-pack. Hey, Danica, what's the six-pack?
It is abs. No, I'm kidding. It's a list of really awesome or not so awesome things.
And this morning's is pretty awesome. Like, I saw this and I got super excited.
All right.
I'm going to feel awful by the end of it because everyone's going to have to suffer through my really bad celebrity impersonations. And if you want to call us at 253-833-5004 and yell at me afterwards, you're more than welcome to. But this morning's six-pack is the top six classic films that nearly starred the last actor you'd expect.
Okay.
So, think of some really awesome, iconic films, and think of someone who you're just like, no.
All right.
Then this first one, we'll start off easy. This is somebody who I'd actually want to see in this movie. I'd want to see him in this role.
Okay, let's go.
Number six, Bill Murray is Batman.
That'd be amazing.
Right? We very nearly got to see Bill Murray play The Dark Knight before Michael Keaton won the starring role in Batman. It was going to Bill Murray, and the movie was going to be completely different. Originally, the studio wanted the 1980s Batman to be just like the one in the 1960s TV show. Instead of being a dark, gothic version of the brooding crime fighter, Batman was going to be a comedy directed by Ivan Reitman, the man behind Ghostbusters. The cast gets weirder. Not only would Bill Murray would have been the man behind the cowl, we would have also seen Eddie Murphy as Robin and David Bowie as the Joker. I need this movie.
Okay.
That all changed, though, when Tim Burton took over. But even when Burton changed the movie from a comedy into a dark crime-fighting film, the studio tried to insist on keeping Murray as Batman. Burton had to fight to get Bill Murray out of his movie. Bill Murray, for his part, insists that he would have been great at it. Like, I need that movie. I need Eddie. I need Eddie as Robin.
I want it. I honestly do.
Oh, my God. That'd be great. Number five here. This one isn't really a movie, but I don't think he could have made it because he's not British. Michael Jackson is the Doctor Who.
No, I don't want it.
In 1988, Paramount Pictures was getting worried about the success of Back to the Future. Universal Pictures was making a fortune, and Paramount needed a sci-fi that could, you know, compete. They thought that they had the perfect plan to do it, too. They were going to make an Americanized version of Doctor Who starring Michael Jackson.
I don't want that at all.
Come on, children, let's hop in my telephone booth and go on an adventure.
Stop.
It wouldn't have been Michael Jackson's first sci-fi role. He had already had Moonwalker under his belt. And while it didn't exactly prove his ability as an actor, it did prove his ability to make money, which is all that really mattered.
Yeah.
Reportedly, Jackson was quite keen to play the role, but even if he couldn't do it, Paramount had a second choice, Bill Cosby.
Oh my God.
With the time travel and the sonic screwdriver and the jello pudding pops.
Oh my God.
Sure, it might seem like a bit of a shift to replace a moonwalking pop star with a 50-something jello spokesman, but if you look at them through the eyes of the 1980s movie producer, all you see is big stacks of green money.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't imagine either of those.
I don't want it. I know Michael Jackson wanted to be in Harry Potter.
I couldn't imagine that either.
I don't want that either.
Oh, my God, no. All right, so you ready for number three?
Yes.
Because I'm not ready for number three, and this is one of my favorite movies.
You mean number four?
Number four. Number three comes later. That's right. I'm bad at this game. Number four, Nicolas Cage as Hellboy. And I really like Hellboy, too, and I think I think Perlman did a really good job.
I've never seen Hellboy.
It's a good movie. Universal Studios wanted a big star to play Hellboy, and they didn't really care who it was. They just wanted didn't want it to be Ron Perlman. They brought in every actor they could and tried to convince actor Guillermo del Toro to cast one of them instead. Their first choice was Nicolas Cage.
Why didn't they want Ron Perlman?
I don't know. He did a great job. The second movie was a little weird, and it wasn't my favorite, but the first one was phenomenal. The studio wanted their demon from hell to look just like regular, everyday Nicolas Cage. Del Toro says that the executives told him, what if you call him Hellboy, and he comes from hell and all that, but he looks just like a guy? Well, if Del Toro had given in, Nicolas Cage's Hellboy would have a car called the Hellmobile, and a pet dog that comes from hell is red. And when he got angry, he would have turned into the big red monster. But Nicolas Cage, of course, wasn't the only choice. If they couldn't get him, they needed a backup, The Rock, who apparently is the understudy for every movie ever made. Ron Perlman did such a good job that I don't think I could see either of those two in the spot. Like, that's just one of the roles where I'm just like, you can't replace him. Because Ron Perlman, Hellboy is like this big, bulking, cigar-smoking demon dude with his horns cut off.
Yeah.
And Nicolas Cage isn't big and bulky at all. I don't think he ever could get big and bulky. The Rock, yeah, he could get big and bulky, but he would never fit the role of, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You'd have to see the movie. But that was 6, 5, and 4, not 3 like I tried to slip in, of the 6-pack. We'll be back with part 3, 2, and 1 after some Copeland. Black Hole Sun on 89.9 KGRG. This is your 6-pack of the top 6 classic films that nearly starred the last actor you expect. You're listening to The Buzz.
And now, back to the 6-pack.
89.9 KGRG FM, KGRG FM, HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP, Seminole Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz. We're in the middle of our 6-pack.
Yeah.
Top 6 list of things that are awesome. And this morning is totally awesome. It's the top 6 classic films that nearly starred the last actor you expect. Number 6 was one that I need in my life. It was Bill Murray as Batman with his sidekick Robin being played as Eddie Murphy and David Bowie's the Joker. Number 5 was Michael Jackson as Doctor Who's the Doctor. And then number 4 was Nicolas Cage's Hellboy.
No.
I don't need that. Like, that would have ruined that movie. I'm glad they decided to ruin Ghost Rider instead.
Yeah.
So, number 3 is another one of those, like, super iconic roles where I couldn't imagine anybody else. And they've remade it. They've remade it with a different actor, and it still wasn't the same. Number 3 is that they were planning on having Marilyn Manson as Willy Wonka.
That'd be horrifying.
Right?
That'd be so scary. I don't want it.
And this isn't Marilyn Manson instead of Johnny Depp. This is Marilyn Manson instead of Gene Wilder. So could you imagine that boat scene with Marilyn Manson instead?
So scary.
I would lose my ass.
That's so scary. I don't like it. No.
Oh, my God. But yeah. Marilyn Manson said, quote, I see Willy Wonka as Satan. I think I can play the role like no one else. For a while, it looked like he was going to get the role until Warner Brothers put their foot down and said no.
That's horrifying.
Right, though? Marilyn Manson, though, was by no means the weirdest candidate. If a rumor on the internet is true, Tim Burton even had the weirder actor in mind, according to Entertainment Tonight. Yeah. His second choice was The Rock.
Oh, my God. I would not be able to play that movie at Baby Fight Club if Marilyn Manson was.
It'd be so great, though. I'd... Oh!
Can you smell what the Oompa Loompas are cooking? I'm sorry.
It's okay, because get ready for number two.
No.
Al Pacino as Han Solo.
What?
Say hello to my Wookiee friends.
Oh, no.
Who, mean? But Star Wars went into production, and the studio wasn't too interested in casting an unknown carpenter named Harrison Ford as Han Solo. They wanted a bigger name, so they called Al Pacino. Who else would you call, right? Al Pacino said they didn't care if I was right for the, or wrong for the role. I was in The Godfather. Pacino at the time was getting offers from everyone. He didn't understand Star Wars, though, and he had no interest in talking about how many parsecs he needed to make a Kessel run, so he turned it down. After Pacino dropped out, the studio went for any other big name they could get their hand on. Robert De Niro was on the list, Jack Nicholson, Christopher Walken, and Nick Nolte were all offered the role. And,
oh, man.
Of the intergalactic bounty hunter, but every one of them turned it down. Burt Reynolds is even considered at one point.
Oh, wow.
And at the time, though, he said that he picked the roles based on where they were shot and who was the female lead. Could you imagine Christopher Walken as Han Solo? Come on. I can't do Christopher Walken.
Please don't.
I can't do it. I can't even do Robert De Niro. I'm sorry. Number one, this is just awful.
I'm scared.
It's the worst thing ever, and I can't believe this was even a thing. Number one in our six-pack of the top six classic films that nearly starred the last actor you'd expect. All right, I'm going to say the name of the film, and I want you to guess the actor.
Oh, God.
The Terminator. Who else besides Arnold Schwarzenegger do you think they were trying to cast as the Terminator?
Nick Cage?
Not Nick Cage. Even worse.
Christopher Walken?
Not Christopher Walken.
I don't know.
What if I told you O.J. Simpson was almost the Terminator?
Oh, he kind of was a Terminator.
Right, though. The head of Orion Pictures, Mike Medovy, had a very different vision for the Terminator. He didn't want an Austrian muscle man to lead the role. He wanted O.J. Simpson. And he called James Cameron and told him that he'd chosen the star. Medovy had seen O.J. Simpson in an ad for a car rental company and figured that was enough to overrule his director's vision. At the time, O.J. Simpson had one of those commercials for Hertz where he just jumped over a counter and ran to get a rental car. I hope it wasn't a white Bronco.
Said,
it was all of that athletic stuff, which I thought the Terminator should have had. Medovy got in touch with Schwarzenegger and told him that the role had already been cast, but James Cameron wasn't thrilled. Quote, I wasn't interested in an African-American man chasing around a white girl with a knife, he said. Plus, O.J. Simpson at the time had a clean-cut, likable image.
I'm sorry, it's too much.
He just didn't think anyone would believe he could be a killer. Oh my God.
Oh God.
I don't know if I need this movie or not. Like, could you imagine O.J. Simpson as the Terminator? He's a weirdly old knight. Like, he's a weirdly nice old dude, despite like the court stuff. And murdering those people? He was a kind of a nice dude, right?
Wait, who else did he murder besides his wife?
He murdered his wife and his friend, right?
Oh, his friend,
allegedly.
Too?
I don't know, man.
Let's go watch The Naked Gun.
Well, Naked Gun, and then there was the, Cuba Gooding Jr. as O.J.?
I haven't seen that.
It was The People versus O.J. Simpson.
I wanted to watch it, but I never saw it.
I heard it was really good, but maybe we'll just watch The Terminator instead.
Okay.
O.J. Simpson story. God. That was your six-pack this morning. The top six classic films that nearly starred the last actor you'd expect. I still want Al Pacino as Han Solo.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG-FM. We'll be back after Snowcats. Oakley Doakley on 89.9 KGRG-FM with their song Nothing At All. You're listening to The Buzz, and if you were listening a few moments ago, you heard our six-pack, our top six list of things that are awesome, occasionally not so awesome. And this morning's was all about the top six classic films that almost starred the most unlikely star. Like, we had Bill Murray as Batman, hit Al Pacino as Han Solo.
Yeah.
bunch of really cool stuff. But the one that would have ruined one of my favorite movies was Nicolas Cage's Hellboy. So why not talk about really bad movies?
Okay.
Because I like really bad movies. One that literally everybody on the face of the earth loathes. In fact, I think it has one of the lowest Rotten Tomato scores ever. Is the Green Lantern movie. I am probably one of the few people who actually owns the DVD.
I didn't mind it.
Everybody hates it. Except for, I guess, us.
Oh, I'm thinking of Green Hornet. Never mind.
No, what's bad is my dad and my stepmom for Christmas one year got me the Green Hornet DVD thinking it was the Green Lantern movie.
That's funny.
But, yeah, Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern, everyone just... It's the worst movie ever, according to everybody but me. That's my, like, if I'm feeling sick movie, I'm going to lay down and just watch it all day.
Sad for you.
My other favorite, just terrible movie is, have you heard of a Netflix movie called Rubber?
No.
It's about a little tire. Like, just a tire, no rim or anything in it. It rolls around this little town. His name's Robert, and he blows people's minds. Literally, like, he blows our heads up. That's what he does.
Okay.
And he gets... He's got a really short temper. And the entire movie's just... It's garbage. The other plot in the movie is that there's this dude giving this tour, and the tour is that the people are watching the movie happen, and the dude giving the tour is trying to kill off the spectators.
Mm.
Really hard to explain. I like the movie. It's kind of funny, but it's garbage. So, Danica, what is one, like, super garbage movie that you love watching no matter what anybody says?
I don't know. Like, I don't... If a movie's garbage, like, I kind of don't really like it. I like old B-movies. But, like, the effects are really weird, and, like, they're just not... Like, today they'd be, like, probably terrible.
Well, trying to think of a bad movie. Like, are you into any, like, the sci-fi movies, like Eight-Legged Freaks or anything like that?
No, because I'm arachnophobic.
Well, there you go.
But, like... Little Shop of Horrors, like, it's such a weird movie, but, like, it's great.
That's one I'd consider bad, because, like, I haven't seen it yet. I know everybody says it's a classic.
B-movie. It's a classic, but it's a B-movie still.
Trying to think of another one. I don't know. Give us a call at 253-833-5004. Let us know, is there a movie that everybody says is bad or, like, can't stand that you watch anyways?
I just like good movies.
I guess. I've watched a bunch of bad movies on purpose. Like, recently I watched Ocean's 12.
I've never seen any of the Ocean's movies.
Ocean's 11 is great. It's one of my favorite movies ever. And, in fact, it's one of the main reasons why I love
Why did they start
Ant-Man
at 11?
So much.
Why did they start at 11?
Because it's the first one. Plus, there are 11 people in the group. Ocean's 12, they add in Julia Roberts, who, she's a character in the movie. Spoiler alert for a movie that's god-awful. I'm doing you a favor. So in this movie, Julia Roberts plays a character. She's George Clooney's wife. George Clooney is Frank Ocean. Well, one point in this movie, they need Julia Roberts, her character, to pretend she's Julia Roberts, the actor. Or the actress. Like,
I'm upset.
It was the worst part of any movie ever. And they got caught on the fact that Julia Roberts' character is right-handed. But Julia Roberts, the person, is left-handed.
I'm upset.
And somehow the detective lady knew that. I'm like, who stalks Julia Roberts that heavily?
I'm upset.
To where she knows if she's right-handed or left-handed. It was god-awful. So call us at 253-833-5004. Let us know what's one movie, like, worst movie ever, but you just love it to death. And while you're at it, we'll get you some 1OK Rock tickets. Those are a free pair of tickets. Call 253-833-5004. That's 253-833-5004. We'll send you and a friend to a really awesome show. In the meantime, let's play some This Is the End by Anti-Flag. We'll be back with the news. This is The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG-FM.
Breaking news.
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 This Saz News is brought to you by KGRG Presents 1 OK Rock, January 24th at the Showbox in Soto. Call right now, 253-833-5004 to win your pair. Woo! Pretty exciting.
Good morning, everybody. This is Jay with your morning news. So if anybody's headed off to Snoqualmie Pass or out to North Bend, prepare to be stopped. The weather out there has closed down the I-90 road due to debris, and road crews are not expecting any of the roads of I-90 to be open for today going into tomorrow. For national news, former President George H.W. Bush was moved into intensive care, experiencing acute respiratory problems stemming from pneumonia. His doctors say that he will be staying in the ICU for an unknown length of time for observation. Going back into the weather, hopefully you guys are ready for a wet weekend, because the rain that we're getting in today is also going to be making its way all the way into Sunday morning. So for the high today, we are looking at a high of 47 with a low of 37. Going into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, expect the weather to be around 49 degrees as a high and a low of 36. Other than that, keep it cool, guys. Back to KGRG FM.
Awesome. Thank you.
Sorry there, talking to somebody on the phone. We'll be back with a couple of requests. After some low there in my head on 89.9 KGRG, you're listening to The Buzz. Thanks for the news, dude. Getting a little weird musically here on The Buzz, 89.9 KGRG. That was Six Raptor by Horse Band, followed by California Here We Go by The Garden.
And you're welcome.
Right? Like, if you aren't jamming at, like, work or school or wherever the heck you're listening is, I don't know what's wrong with you. You have no, you're no fun.
Yeah.
So we're just sort of getting down up here, getting excited and stuff. But we got to get out of here because we have some trainees coming in from 110. If you want to be a part of Journalism 110, you can sign up right here, greenriver.edu, that Journalism 110 Radio Lab.
I mean, why not?
Yeah. I thought you said we're not, and it's like, we're not what?
Friends anymore.
Oh, man, I'm going to cry now. Are you ready to get out of here?
Yeah. Ready to go take a nap.
Ready to say so long, man.
Farewell, man.
Elvedersen, goodbye, man.
Goodbye,
goodbye,
man.
That was weird, and I'm sorry.
You started it.
Well, tomorrow's going to get even weirder, because we got Matt from the Not So Much Better Show. Tim's got something else going on. He's going to hang out with us tomorrow morning for geeky news. Ooh. We also have Chris, Brian, and a different Matt from Waking Things. They're going to be up at 8 o'clock to talk about their new album Details in their show at Bear Project on Saturday. We got tickets for 1OK Rock. We got tickets for Waking Things.
I can't wait for the details about details.
Right, though? Get you the deets on deets?
Yeah.
I got to ask why they didn't call the album Deets. Message us your questions for Waking Things at the BuzzKJRG on Facebook, on Twitter. But until tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m., this has been The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG. If you missed any part of this episode, any part of our other episodes, visit KGRG.com, visit our on-demand section, or download the official KGRG app.